Yes, June's here. June, hello and welcome. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, you found us all right then.
I did, yes.
Good, good, good.
A good sat nav, that's what you need.
A great sat nav. Now, can you tell us a little bit, well, about what you do and the Romford Bell Ringers?
So I'm one of the band that rings the Romford bells at St Edward's Church in the marketplace, a really nice location. Mm. Lots of people can see and hear us when we ring on Saturdays sometimes. We ring for special occasions. So we ring for, obviously, the coronation is coming up. We rang for the Queen's Jubilee last year, and sadly we had to ring for her funeral. Mm. But it's those sorts of things are part of what we do. It's a community service. Mm. Most of us ring because it's a hobby. It's you learn, as my partner put it, if you can't kick a ball but you want to be part of a team, this is the team for you, because you don't have to have any skills. We teach you everything you need to know. Yeah. And so it's, you know, open to anybody. You can start from sort of 11, 12 years old.
Wow.
And people can continue ringing into their 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
One of our oldest ringers was still ringing at 93.
Wow.
So once you've learnt it as a skill, it's transportable, so you can go to any tower that has bells hung in the way that we do and introduce yourself to the tower captain and join the band. Now, there's not many football teams, I don't think, where you could turn up with your boots on a Saturday and say...
I love that analogy, that, yeah.
Kiss a go,
football,
you know.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So it's something I rang... since I've learned to ring, I rang before my son's wedding, which was a lovely thing to do. I rang after my niece's wedding, which was nice. I've rung at Exeter Cathedral. Joe, you were saying before we started that some people think it's recorded.
That's right, yeah.
But actually, very often, if you hear, you know, Westminster Abbey, that there's going to be people standing in the tower, pulling on a rope, doing exactly the same thing that I do.
It's amazing. Let's paint a picture, shall we, June? Mm-hmm. Right. So, at the church that you are in, Romford Market, and I often hear the bells because that's one of my local markets, one of my local haunts, let's just say, as well. And it's a beautiful sound as well. So, I mean, I can obviously tell it's not a recording. So, how many of you would there be roughly ringing the bells? How many people? So what do you call the ropes? Is there a special name for the rope?
Not for the rope.
Rope is rope. Oh, I've embarrassed myself all there already. Goodness me.
Not at all. You'll have noticed if you've seen pictures and cartoons of monks ringing bells that there is a kind of coloured stripy bit.
Yes.
And that's furry.
Right.
And we call that the sally.
Oh, right. Okay.
And then the bit at the other end of the rope that's not furry is called the tail end.
Right.
And so if you've got eight bells, as we have at St Edward's, there'll be eight of you, one person for each rope, hopefully.
Oh.
Now, very often bands don't have enough ringers to always ring eight
really?
Bells.
Yeah. Wow.
So we'll ring whatever we've got. If we've got three, we'll do three blind mice. If we've got more than that, we'll count. But ideally, that's why we need to recruit more people. Because if you've got eight people, it's can be quite tiring to ring all the time.
Yeah.
It's nice to have other people to share it with.
Yeah.
To take it in turns.
So on average, when you do this Sunday mornings as well, I guess, right? So when you're doing that, how long, what period of time is it that people are ringing the bells for?
Well, I've just come from ringing a quarter peal. That's 45, it's about 48 minutes.
That's a long time.
Non-stop ringing. Sounds like a long time, but a peal is 3.5 hours.
Oh, wow.
So if you're in a village and you hear bells ringing continuously and it goes on for more than half an hour, they may be doing a quarter peal, they might be doing a peal. And they're sort of our equivalent of a challenge, if you like. So our equivalent of running a race, doing a park run. But it's all about technique. So I'm no stronger. I can ring the heaviest bell in the tower, which might be You know, getting on for a ton. There's in the same way that men can ring heavy bells. It's all about technique because the bells are actually tied onto a wheel.
Yeah.
So the rope that's in your hand goes up through the roof, through the ceiling, up to where the bell is tied round the wheel and round the headstock of the bell. That's what keeps it fixed to the wheel. And once you've got the wheel swinging, then the weight, it will go around 360 degrees.
Got you.
And so once it's the bell swinging, then you just put in a little bit of effort to keep the momentum going.
Of course, because as the rope's going up, it's twisting around the part of the not the bell itself, but the thing that holds it together. Yeah. And then, so of course, it gets out, it keeps the momentum going.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's how, you know, children, when they're learning, they might not be able to ring the heaviest bell, but they can ring the lighter bells.
Yeah.
And it's a really good activity that everybody can join into. Bells are in churches. We can't get away from that. But there are not every bell ringer follows the religion, and we ring them on Sunday mornings as a thank you to the church for letting us ring them at other times.
That's amazing, because that's what I think I loved, and I did obviously do a little bit more research. It's something I've actually been interested in, because we hear it all our lives, right? And it's one of those things you go, oh goodness me, I need to know more. But the thing is that I love is because it's about community. You don't have to be C of E, you can be of anything, faith or none.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes. It's open to anybody.
Yeah.
And we're all the thing that we have in common is that we just enjoy the camaraderie and the teamwork and the being together.
Yeah.
And once you've learnt how to handle the bell, then you learn how to ring with the rest of the band, and then you learn how to ring things called methods, because we can't ring tunes because of the time. So if you hear bells ringing tunes, that's going to be electrical, and that's likely to be recorded because the time it takes for the wheel to turn 360 degrees, it would be too long a time for us to play a tune. You can't do that. So you can change the order of the bells. So you start off in what we call rounds, which is 1 to 8. And then the conductor may say 2 lead, and then it will be 2, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then he'll say 3, 2, and we'll just vary the order. And that's a kind of improvised jazz arrangement of bell ringing when the conductor calls it out. But there are other things which are laid down, which are written in a book called the Diagrams Book. And I today took part in a quarter peal of Granser triples. And Granser is a very old method. It's one of the oldest methods that there are. And when you consider bell ringing started in the 1600s, so around the Fire of London, and it's been going on ever since. And there have been some minor improvements in the way that bells are hung, as we call it. But generally speaking, if somebody from 1600 walked into a tower and said, can I ring with you? And we said, can you ring Granser? And he said, yes. We could ring together quite happily. So this is where, and we often help each other out. That's where the community comes in.
Definitely.
And, you know, if you're close enough to hear the bells, then, you know, just knock on the door and come in and say hello and come up and see what we do in person.
Because
it's a good laugh. We go on outings.
Yeah.
As I say, I've rung at Exeter Cathedral.
Yeah.
I've been around the country and rung in different. We pick an area and choose 3 or 4 different towers. We'll do 2 in the morning, pub lunch, 2 or 3 in the afternoon, and then have another dinner in the pub somewhere.
I love that. So you could literally, so you haven't got to take it. I'm a musician and I have to take my guitar everywhere. So obviously you haven't got to take any bells with you or anything like that. You literally go along. You're told what number you are on the bell. Is that right? And then you can follow anyone really. Yeah. So basically you call yourself like the band as it is. And there's a team leader, I guess, within that band.
So there's a conductor. Who, if we're doing call changes, he'll tell us what to do, who to ring after. But if it's a method, then the conductor will say, go Granser, and we'll do our very best. It's all learnt by heart. You can't have music stands or have it in front of you. You have to learn what you have to do and when you have to do it.
Yeah, you can't write it on the back of your hand, can
you? No, not when it's going up and down.
Yeah.
Different things have been tried. There was a ringer that I used to ring with who used to stick it in his back pocket, and we said that he was hoping it would soak in. And someone else, we have little pieces of carpet to protect the ropes and stop them wearing out. And someone else used to put their methods underneath the carpet. Yeah. And we said he was trying to get it to soak up through his feet. Yeah. But none of that really, really works. These days we have online apps and things. There's one called Mobile.
Right.
And you can learn methods at home using... I mean, people used pencils and papers in the past, but now we've got apps that help.
Yeah.
And then when we go into the tower, but you have to go to a tower to practice, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I do know some people who have little tiny bells in their lofts or in their garden.
Really?
Yeah, they have.
Wouldn't want to live next door to them, would you? Really?
They have very... You can attach them to sensors and attach it to a computer, so the computer actually makes the noise.
Damn. I'm a bit of a geek now. I want one of those in the loft. It's going to cost me too much. But I tell you what, we'll come back in a second after we hear from the ads. We'll be back with June in a minute to find out more on how we can all get involved. Of course, I apologise in advance for playing this song. Couldn't resist. Yeah, we're back. Yes. I haven't heard that for a long time, actually. Anita Ward, Ring My Bell. I've used... Joan, I apologise. Yeah, but you liked it, though. I could see you tapping your foot along to that one.
Captive audience.
Captive. You can come back again. Yeah, so if you're just tuned in, I'm here with June Gray, Secretary of the Romford Society of Bell Ringers. Now... I'm super excited. I am going to pop along, June. Right. So I want to know as well how old the youngest person is on your team and one of the eldest. You don't have to name them. Or is it? Should I be asking that? It's impolite, right?
Well, our youngest ringer at the moment is just turned 18, but he learnt when he was about 8 or 9.
Oh, wow.
And that's because he's the son of our tower captain.
Ah.
And he did the teenage thing of going, oh, I don't like bell ringing. Not coming. And then over the past few years, he's really got back into it again. And we're hoping that when he goes to university next year, that he'll join the university ringers, because there's a lot of bell ringing goes on in university guilds. Yeah. And it's a great way of socialising, of going, you know, getting to know other people who have similar interests.
So, and it's keeping the tradition alive as well, which is key, especially like for the younger generation.
Yes, yeah. It's a lot of bell ringers now are in their 50s, 60s and older. So it's really important. But we can never have, too many.
Yeah. So basically, as we said earlier, there's 8 bells. So how many of you are there in your group now?
So at the moment, we can usually manage 5, or maybe on a Sunday morning for a practice night. We're lucky if we get 6.
Oh, okay.
So sometimes we get 6 or 7 fairly regularly. So we practice at 1 week night evening. So every Wednesday evening, we can be found at St. Edward's at Romford in the marketplace.
Right.
We start at 7:45 and we go on till roughly about 9:15. And we're practicing to get better, to try and ring more methods, to ring so that we make a really nice musical sound, and obviously to teach newcomers. So at the moment at St. Edward's, we don't have any newcomers particularly. So we're really hoping to recruit some people to come along.
Right.
I've asked the congregation to go out into the local community and talk to people about bell ringing.
Yeah, sure.
To be bell ringing ambassadors.
Schools and stuff like that, surely, you know?
Schools, it's difficult because they want it to be after school, and a lot of us work, as you and I know, trying to set up this. it was a question of, what time can I get away from work?
It's tough, isn't it?
It's difficult for schools, but some areas of the country have got a schools program.
Yeah.
We've approached the scouts and the guides. There's a new bell ringing badge that they can do.
That's
so
smart.
If they wanted to come and learn, they could. But it's, it's open to anybody. Although I started learning when I was in my 20s, I stopped for about 40 years. No, not as long as that.
No.
20 years, maybe. Yeah.
10 years, surely.
So about 12, 13 years ago, my children were grown up and I had more time. It was always something I thought I want to go back to.
Yeah.
But it had been a long gap. And then I found a local tower to me at the time, and they had a poster up saying, "We're looking for bell ringers." Oh. Contacted the tower captain, went along and never looked back.
That's how you come back. And I guess, obviously, it's pretty physical. So it's really good for not only your physical health, but your mental health as well.
I think the thing from a physical point of view, I mean, if it's not a ground floor ring, so some towers you ring from the floor.
Yeah.
And some towers, like Romford, you climb up a stone staircase.
How many stairs are we talking?
I haven't counted them because I don't know. I wouldn't like to put anybody off. It's not as tall as some, but it's taller than others.
I didn't even think of that.
So long as you can get up the stairs.
Yeah.
Then you can ring a bell.
But again, anyone can come along, though, Jim.
Anyone can come along.
To try it. What are the times as well? Or do they have to contact you first?
If they contact us, we have a Facebook page called East London Bell Ringers.
Yeah.
Because we not only ring at St Edward's, we also ring at Barking Abbey. And mm-hmm. we ring at Ilford and St Mary's in Ilford as well. So we call ourselves East London Bell Ringers. So anybody around those areas, so long as if you can get to St Edward's on a Wednesday evening at about 7:45, you can come up the tower. We'll show you the ropes.
Hey, boom, boom. I should have had some sort of effect going on in the back there. Hang on, let me do that instead. I'll do some different bell. There we go, yeah. There we go.
It's amazing when you start bell ringing how many things like that come into everyday conversation, you know. So come up, we'll show you the ropes. Oh. And it's where gyms get dumbbells from. So in the 1600s, 1700s, when bell ringing started, it was an exercise for gentlemen. It's still called the exercise.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's called the exercise because it was an exercise, and it was an exercise for gentlemen. And they would tie the clappers off so that they didn't make a noise.
Yeah.
And then they would pull on the ropes, and that was called a dumbbell. And of course, that's where you get dumbbells in the gym. So there's all sorts.
Great for a quiz. Hang on, I've got to make a mental note of that one. Yes.
So yeah,
because some bells as well, I mean, they're from like the 1600s, so yeah. And they've got preservation orders on them as well. Yeah. Haven't they, as well? Yeah. And how do they maintain them, because you've got to be specialised in that. Obviously, I know you're not going to be doing that, but they must come. Well, is there someone specific that's got one job, goes all over the country?
Well, obviously the founders Loughborough, if bells need to be rehung. So it's not the bell itself. If it was good on the day it was cast, it will be good. So our oldest bell was cast in 1400 and something.
Wow.
So that's a medieval bell.
Yeah.
And what they would do is the bell founders at the time were itinerant workers. They would travel from place to place.
Mm.
They would dig a hole in a field near the church. So if you're in a village and there's a place called Bell Lane, or there's a field with a bell connotation, that's often where they dug the pit, and they would make the shape of the bell, and they would pour the bronze into the hole, into the casting, and they would do it on site.
Mm.
But of course, nowadays there's the foundry at Loughborough. Whitechapel's unfortunately closed. So the bells themselves don't need maintaining, but the ropes are the things that wear. And occasionally when you're ringing, you might get a rope break, and it doesn't do me any harm. It's not a problem, except that bell's out of action until you can get a new rope on there. And that's they're the things that cost. So the headstocks and the bearings that the wheels turn on, they need a bit of oiling, or possibly sometimes it just depends.
It takes a lot of maintenance then.
Not at all. Once or twice a year people go up there and have a check round, make sure the bolts are all tight.
No,
and that
I wouldn't
sort of
fancy
thing.
That job, to be fair, June. No,
no,
but
no.
But listen, so how can people get hold of you again? So what are the times that people can come along? Is there any physical, obviously if they can get up the stairs, then they'll be fit enough basically to be able to ring the bells,
even if they're not sure if they can have a go themselves.
Yeah.
If they want to come up and just find out more about it, because what I'm looking for are bell ringing ambassadors. I want people to come up, find out what it's all about, perhaps have a go themselves if they can. What we would do is we'd get them to do one stroke. So we would manage most of the, you know, the rope, and they would just do one half of the pull. Just as a starting point, so they can get a feel for it. And if they want to carry on, great. But if they then go away, talk to friends and neighbours in the local area, and anyone who's interested, just come along and see what it's about. Because that, you know, no one knows they're going to like it until they've had a go.
No, but I bet if anybody's been listening to us, they are a little bit inquisitive and won't mind poking their head around the door and looking to see how many stairs that they have to go up and then joining you, June.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm going to do this in the next couple of weeks. I'm going to go along and I will take some pictures. Now, the news is coming up thick and fast. I can't even speak now, June. I've been fascinated. Listen, thanks ever so much for coming in. And I'm really looking forward to actually going along and having a little go at the bells.
Well, and then you can be my bell ringing ambassador.
Brilliant. Thanks ever so much, June. Take care. Bye.
Bye.